morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Mix. We present live local music, weekend events, weather, and everything else that's cooking for the weekend in the Wasatch Back. JW here with my co-host, Jude Robinson. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, J-Dub. So great to see you this morning.
I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
Not bad. And we're now going to be snowed in for our winter warning, winter weather.
Winter wonderland.
Yes.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, what do we have going on today?
Well, on our show this morning, we've got a great show. I'm excited. Jenny Gotney is here. She's our musical guest, Jenny Gotney and the Night Vibes. Then we will be able to have an amazing interview with the amazing Kreskin, which I'm really looking forward to. And we're going to wrap it up this just at the end of our show with Gail Burrill, the CEO of the National Ability Center, talking about white and snow, the Red, White, and Snow event coming up.
What's the name of Jenny's band again?
Isn't it And the Right Vibes?
And the Right Vibes. I like that.
When you said that, I thought, did I say that? Yes. It is
Gotcha,
the Right Vibes.
The project is called Gotcha.
Oh, the project is called Gotcha.
Yep.
You know? Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Anyway.
Okay.
But it's a great name.
Thanks.
Jenny Gotney and the Right Vibes. Okay. So it is 7 minutes past the hour at 9. 21 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios, although the weather report here says it's 16 degrees, but we know that's not true.
But
here's what's going on. Today, 90% chance of precipitation. We could have less than an inch here, which is roughly 7,000 feet, but we could get some more up in the hills, up in the mountains, and the powder dogs are all out. They've already they're probably getting ready for their second run right now. If you're at Deer Valley, you load around 8:40. You get up to the top. Yeah, they're probably on their first run.
Keep your toes warm.
Buttoning up. Yeah, keep your toes warm. Tonight, 20% chance of snow showers, and then mostly cloudy. Saturday, 20% slight chance of snow. Sunday, absolutely beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high of 31. So that is the weather for the weekend. That'll be our backdrop, and of course, we'll tell you about everything going on for weekend events so that you can plan what you would like to do this weekend. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We shall return with Jenny Gotney and Joe Anderson, stand-up bass, right after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Seth Adams, executive chef of River Horse on Main and a proud sponsor of the Splendid Table on KPCW. Winter is upon us, and we've revamped our menu to complement the cold weather. We offer Sunday brunch, dinner, and après-ski with views overlooking Main Street and live music nightly. 649-3536 or riverhorseparkcity.com.
Hi, this is Chris Eggleton.
And Chris Retzer of Destination Hotels Utah, proud sponsor of KPCW.
Since 2005, we've provided nightly rental, retail, and community management services
to New Park Town Center, Prospector Square, Empire Pass, and Touhey.
More information about Destination Hotels Utah is at dhutah.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
To the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. This is Jude Robinson with J-Dub, and we are joined in studio this morning with our musical guest, Jenny Gotney, and the Gotcha Project. And Jenny is joined with the very handsome and bass-wielding Joe Anderson, who has joined her from South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. Welcome to Jenny and Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks,
tell
guys.
Us about your music.
You have to right love your mic. You got to get there, nice Jenny. And close and stay right on that mic.
Can you hear me now? All right, cool.
Oh, yeah.
We can hear you.
So the music's just kind of about, I've been, writing songs since I was 11 years old and now 23 and stuff. And finally I've found a project and I found my niche where I like to be. And the project's called Gotcha, which is a spinoff of my last name, Gotney.
Mm-hmm.
And my music's just kind of about being a good person and doing the right thing when no one's looking and having courage and all those good things. That's all I try to do.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
And Joe, you've been playing the bass, the stand-up bass, since you were also 11? Started both, now that you're both 23?
I love you. I've been playing upright bass about 5 years and just love it. And I'm here in Park City for the winter, and I think I'm the only upright bass player in town and made lots of friends with it.
That's excellent. Well, we like
so,
that.
So what are you going to play for your first song?
We're going to do Needle in a Haystack. And, yeah, here we go.
This is live on the Morning Mix. Needle in a Haystack, Jenny Gautney, Joe Anderson.
1, 2, 3.
Sound of that bass is really cool. It just grounds the entire thing.
Jenny, you're playing at the brewery today on Rasmussen tonight?
Yes, 5 to 7.
Okay, and you've got a gig tomorrow night, too.
Well, actually, we changed it to Sunday night, but it's at Tarahumara.
Okay.
In Midway.
All right.
So, yeah. You can.
And Joe, you'll be with her?
I think might come tonight. We never discussed anything.
And the Cajon player?
Cajon player. The notorious. Mm-hmm. He's not imaginary. Yeah, he should be there. I just got to talk with him, you know.
Okay. What are you going to play for us next?
This is a song that my dad wrote, and he's listening right now, and it's called Wicked Woman, and it's based off the TV show Dudley Do Right, that old TV show.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yay, Dad.
That show, absolutely.
Yay, Dad.
Yeah, okay. Live on the local Morning Mix, this is Jenny Gautney and Joe Anderson.
You guys. Oh, well, I had a good woman, you know, I must confess. I could tame her heart, but not a wickedness. I watched her through the window, you know, she didn't look back as she jammed that 38 into her Cadillac. Well, she could not. Dragon.
driving through town, you know she was hell-bent. She rolled up to the bank with some bad intent. A bag full of money, you know she ran for the door. The shots rang out, the girl fell to the floor.
Excellent. That is Jenny Gotney and Joe Anderson with the Gotcha Project. You can hear more from them tonight at the Tarahumara.
Right? Tarahumara on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
And
then
brewery.
Tonight at the brewery, yes, from 5 to 7. And also finding you on Facebook, right? And Reverb Nation?
Reverb Nation, it's all under Musical Jenny.
Musical Jenny, okay.
Yep, sorry.
So I did find you, and then I did find you on Facebook as well. So
awesome.
Got all kinds of stuff there. So when we come back, we're going to take a quick little break and clean up. And then when we come back, we're going to hear the weekend events and then be joined by the amazing Kreskin.
The amazing Kreskin. Jenny, great to have you back.
Hey, it's so good to be in the J Circle today.
Oh, good.
All
yeah.
The J's in this room.
This is the J Circle. So we'll return right after this break, and we're going to play a song now from Robin Ford from his new album, Into the Sun. He is appearing at the Egyptian last night, tonight, and Saturday night at 8 p.m. He is one of the top 100 guitarists in the world, according to Musicians Magazine. Very talented blues dude. Okay, here we go. Yeah, folks, it's ready for weekend events. We're back here in the Morning Mix, JW, with Jude Robinson. Tonight, Park City Gallery Stroll on Main Street, along with the full stroll. Gallery Mar is hosting an artist reception from 6 to 9 p.m. for Matt Flint.
And Robin Ford, who we just heard during that break, an amazing guitarist, is at the Egyptian Theater this weekend, Friday through Sunday night. Get your tickets at parkcityshows.com or at the box office at 328 Main.
You know, we could group those two events together. If you were going to go to the Robin Ford concert tonight on Upper Main at the Egyptian, man,
yes,
you could, if you get out a couple hours early, go hit two or three of the galleries and see what's going on. Maybe have an appetizer and an adult beverage or not, and then go on to the...
An adult beverage or 10.
Yeah.
That's what you meant to say.
Yeah. Alvin Alley Dance Company is performing both Friday and Saturday nights this weekend at the Eccles Center.
I sure am excited to see that with my girls.
Mm.
And then we've got the...
And you're going Saturday?
We're going Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I think so. The Revolution will be at Park City Live on Saturday night.
Park City Film Series presents a night of Oscar-nominated shorts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Can I also encourage people to dress Park City eccentric? Guys, for an example, could wear a tux with a cowboy hat or, you know, a little this, a little that. Gals, yeah, can get you. It's Oscar night.
And maybe some clogs.
Yeah.
Now, you hardly ever see clogs anymore.
No.
And remember, of course, your big bowl for your popcorn.
Clogs are tough in the snow.
Well, all kinds of stuff is tough in the snow. It's how hardy are you, really? How committed are you? Then there's music in the clubs and on the ski slopes this weekend. Friday, Après Ski, Nate Robinson is at PCMR this afternoon, and Tony Oros will be at the corner store.
Tonight at the Spur, Candy's River House is playing Pixie, and the Party Grass Boys will be at the Silver Star Cafe, and Mr. Sister will be at River Horse on Main.
I gotta talk to them. Saturday, for Après Ski, you'll find Barbalute Suites at the base of PCMR and Wilt Baxter Band at Canyons Village.
Boy, that sounds pretty good.
For the nighttime entertainment?
Oh, right.
Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Sister Trio is at the Silver Star Cafe. Ragged Union is at the Cabin, and Jensen Buck is at the State Road Tavern at the DeJora Center. And Daniel Weldon is at River Horse on Main.
Dueling Pianos are at the Spur on Sunday.
And in the Heber Valley this weekend, the Heber Valley Railroad is offering a Chocolate Lover's Train Friday night.
That sounds pretty good, by the way. That's almost sold out.
It is?
Yeah. Huh. And you're supposed to bring a blanket so you can snuggle with somebody.
And wipe your chocolate fingers on it.
Uh-huh. That's what I would do. That's what I would do.
Napkin.
Well, on Sunday, the Ugandan Kids Choir will appear at the Timpanogos Valley Theater, performing traditional Ugandan song and dance.
And then one more thing, at the Zermatt Resort and Spa on Saturday, there will be a Mardi Gras extravaganza to benefit the Soldier Hollow Charter School, featuring dinner, live music, and the live and silent auctions.
Ooh, yeah.
What would you bid on?
What would I bid on? Oh, what's out there?
Well, let's imagine. I would think there's going to be art, trips.
Yeah.
I would bid on a trip.
I'd bid on a trip. That'd be fun.
Where would you want to go?
Everywhere.
Me too.
Yeah.
You just went to Mesquite, didn't you? You're such a traveler.
What a big traveler. Yeah, and sometimes I go to Heber, so.
Well, for a chocolate extravaganza.
Yeah. You know, I enjoyed playing or listening to that last song by Robin Ford. I thought we would dial up another song while we're dialing up the amazing Kreskin and getting him on the phone. He'll be with us, so stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. This song is titled Rose of Sharon. Again, Robin Ford from the Into the Sun, playing at the Egyptian tonight, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available.
I lead with my left. the sevens. You're clean out of sight, Rose of Sharon. Why don't you come on? Why don't you come on home? With a screech of your tires, Rose of Sharon. Why don't you come on? Why don't you come on home?
And we are back. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. And we are delighted to have our next guest as the amazing Kreskin. He's a mentalist who's appeared hundreds of times on Johnny Carson and also on Merv Griffin in the 70s. He had his own show, The Amazing World of Kreskin, 1970 to 75. And he's fascinating because he's always presented himself as an entertainer, not a magician that uses props or plants in the audiences and things like that. And this is what I really like about this whole thing is one of his best-known tricks is to find his own check for his current performance. If he doesn't find it, he doesn't get paid for the day. So the audience is instructed to go hide the check. And then he's escorted off stage. He's held in seclusion by members of the audience. And then he reemerges. And through his ability to be able to read people's minds, he's able to ascertain where that check is hidden. He has done this 6,000 times successfully, only 9 times that didn't work out. So it's...
Well, he's attempted 6,000 times and 9 didn't, but that is a pretty amazing track
great.
Record.
So, Amazing Kreskin, welcome to the Morning Mix.
His voice. Yes,
who am I speaking to? There's
is J.W.
And Jude Robinson.
Jude Robinson.
Jude?
Yes.
Christy's not there, right?
No, she's not here.
Yeah. I got to say, Jude, that I mentioned this to J.W. when we spoke just before on the air and all of you listeners. I just think that's a great signature to have a title like that, J.W., because it's unique. People can always allude to you very, very simply in that way. The truth of the matter is, I never intended to have the title Amazing Kreskin. There's a story behind it, and I guess the last time I told it was on with Jimmy Fallon a year or so ago. But years ago, now this is before you folks were born, or around, I should say. The theory is I was born in the 1880s. No, I was not born yet. No, but anyway, I was given a break by a man by the name of Steve Allen, who had the Tonight Show who was doing the Tonight Show, but he left the Tonight Show. He went to L.A. and had a late night show, and Johnny Carson took over. And one night he heard about me. This was in the 60s. Steve Allen then flew me out to L.A., and he says to the audience, we're all interested in ESP. This young man has an unusual gift. Would you welcome Kreskin? And a man had come home early from NBC because he taped The Tonight Show earlier, and that was Johnny Carson in New York. And he saw that a mentalist was going to be on with Steve Allen, so he watched it. You guys got to picture this scenario, JW and Jude. I walk out on camera, my first time in national television. I'd done local TV shows, and the lights were very bright in the 60s. And I'm looking towards the camera. Steve Allen's at the other end of the set, standing on a dais, just the way Letterman and Jimmy Fallon, everybody does to this day. And he's about 6 feet, 3 or 4 inches tall. So he's a tall man. And I'm walking towards him, looking at the camera, as the lights are blindingly brighter and brighter to me. And when I get to Steve Allen, I go over to shake hands with him, trip over the dais, and fall flat on my face.
Oh, God.
Now, my family considers it the highlight
coming,
of my career.
Kreskin. Yeah. You should have planned for that.
My family considers it the highlight of my career. But a man saw this. It was Johnny Carson, and 8 weeks later, he created a character on a show called Karnak.
That's Karnak the Magnificent. The first thing he does is he trips.
Yeah, the last show, I did 88 shows with Carson. And the last show I did with him, I said, you know, Johnny, you've never let me forget my beginning in broadcasting. He says, oh, the mighty Karnak. So you can't erase your past. But I always use the one name Kreskin because I created the name from the name Kresge. That's an original name. And my family's Polish, and I dropped the G-E and added K-I-N and created Kreskin. But early in my career, I'm going on airplanes or getting off planes, and people coming on or off are saying, hi, amazing. Hi, amazing. I say to my room manager, gee, that's nice. They saw me on television. They're commenting. Then I find out that Carson had a routine with Ed McMahon. The day before I was on or the weekend before I was on, he'd say to Ed, you know, Ed, we're having Kreskin on. A few weeks ago when he was on, he was only 90% amazing. They would say, no, Johnny, it was 96% amazing. They made a routine out of it, and that's how I got the title Amazing.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I've got a question that I'm dying to ask ever since I got the book. And I was very excited for the interview that we initially had with you. But then
we didn't have much time, Jude.
We didn't have much time.
That day, did we?
We did not. But then you generously sent us books. And in my book, you penned something on the first page. You made it especially to me, but I cannot read your writing.
It's especially.
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 Yeah, my signature, Jude, is because of my association with ESP, telepathy and what have you. I write especially, but I capitalize the E, S, and P. And that's understandable because my writing, even psychiatrists don't understand my writing. Sometimes so, I
and
don't.
What does it but say? It says, to Jude, and then what?
With very good thoughts or all my
all
best good
thoughts.
Thoughts
all ESP, Ashley.
Yeah.
That's not what mine says.
Oh, you're saying
that? Mine doesn't say all good thoughts.
Okay, I'll read
that.
But
I'm excited about that.
It's about thinking,
I thought it was a prediction for me.
But, you know, you folks were mentioning the Czech test, and interestingly enough, now it's 10 failures because this past year I did fail a 10th time. And I can't explain why. I mean, I can't complain because 6,000 times. The most famous failure took place in New Zealand, and I love the country. I've toured there a number of times, but my first year there some years ago.
Oh, that one, that's the one that cost you some money, right?
A gigantic theater. And this one night I failed, and the next day, after the show, the press was there, and they came backstage to say, Kreskin, would you have a press conference live? Some of us are in broadcasting in the newspapers tomorrow morning in the front of the theater. So the next morning, I'm on the steps of this Coliseum, and they interviewed me. It was about 100 press because they were from all over the country. The reason, not because I failed to find my check, but when I lost my check the night before, I lost in one night $51,000.
That's a lot of money.
Some of the money went to a crippled children's hospital, and every year when I come back, when I'm in New Zealand, Auckland, I go to the hospital because they named a wing of it after me, and I say to the because I say, you know, I could have used the hospital tonight. I lost my check. I was not feeling. But listen to one of the places they hit at the University of Illinois, and I've done over 1,000 university shows in the United States, Canada. I walk into the gymnasium, and it's I don't have any 1,000 people because it was a family weekend. So the place was packed. Even the main floor covered with a tarp had folding chairs. You could not walk around the place that easily. Now I walk back in. They bring me to the stage, which is a built portable stage at the other end of the gymnasium. And now I start to walk through the gymnasium, trying to avoid tripping over people, what have you. I come up to this distinguished elderly gentleman. I assumed he was a parent or maybe a teacher. And I have him stand. And I said, sir, I've never asked anybody to do this before. I hope I don't embarrass you. Would you open your mouth? Well, there was no check. I felt like a jerk. I felt like a fool. I walked away from him. I walked about 8 feet or more away, and something kept telling me to come back. Now, you could hear a pin drop, in spite of the gigantic audience, a pin drop. And I guess I was perceiving the committee's thoughts, because I come back to this man. I have him stand. I said to him, if I embarrass you, sir, would you just sit down, and I will end the test here, and I'll go on from here. I said, I have to ask you something. Would you open your mouth again? He does. I said, does this have to do with the roof of your mouth? And Jude and J.W., he reached in his mouth, took out his upper plates, and handed me my check.
Ah, there you go. Now, Kreskin, we've already gone through 10 minutes, and we haven't talked about your book yet. We only have like 5 or 6 minutes left.
Well, I got something exciting to tell you. I got something very exciting. And it's an offshoot of the book, because I think it's time that something like this be addressed. I've been interviewed the past 3 days all over the place, and I said, well, this is I talk about predictions in the book. I talk about scenarios, the length of the war. And I'm not a negative person, folks. You're listening in. I'm not a negative person, but I felt that when I've been asked how long this we are at war now. It's a different kind of war because it's a war of terrorism. But I don't think this is not knocking Donald Trump. I don't mean it that way. I don't think the war will end while anyone who's alive today will see the end of it. Because if you look at history, and we are not teaching history in our colleges and our high schools, if you look at histories, the longest wars in history go back to ancient Greece and Rome. The longest wars have been religious wars, where there have been religious. I'm not saying a specific.
Right.
I'm not talking about a religion as we know, but that has becomes formed as a religion and becomes almost a creed. When you change people's thinking, it's different than just building power with damaging devices and what have you. But appropriate to this, and if we go a few minutes over time, it's okay with me. If it's okay with you folks, is it all right if I go a couple minutes over?
Well, we have 5 minutes. We have some other guests, and we have a hard out in 20 minutes. But
okay.
We really want to focus on in real time, which is your book. Okay.
The big story is right now, and I predicted the last 4 elections. In the case of this last one, I didn't want to get involved because there's pictures of me with Trump and there's pictures of me with Clinton because I performed in his house and I've been in Washington many times performing. So I didn't want to get involved because before that on the Jimmy Fallon show, I delivered a package a year and a half before 1912 predicting the election. But the day before the election this year, I decided I'm going to go through with it. I put it in a safe. They put it in a big store window in New York. The day after the election this year, they opened it on a national show at night on television. But before they opened it, they said, did you hear what Fox found? I said, what do you mean? Turns out on December 9th of 2015, 11 months before the election, I was on a live show in Washington, D.C. I guess I was performing in the area. I was upset. Something had happened in my family, and I was preoccupied. I didn't want to know that. They asked me, who's going to win the election 11 months from now? I never announced it ahead of time. And suddenly I said, I was in this house just a few weeks ago. I don't want to get in trouble because he's going to be noisy. And so, and I literally Trump and And I got to tell both of you, I don't ever remember saying this. I have no memory of it. It came out of my unconscious 11 months before. Now, a few days ago, and I'll make this real quick, Professor Ronald Feynman, who's an author, a historian, a professor at Florida Atlantic University, came out publicly and said he felt very, very strongly, has a prediction to make, that Donald Trump will last, it'll be shorter than the two shortest presidents in history, his time in office. Well, if you research it, and you can look at it, because every people interviewed me have commented on it, the first person only lasted a few months because William Harrison died of pneumonia.
Right.
The second was shot, James Garfield, 2 months into his office, and died on the 200th day of the gunshot wounds. So for him to now come to compare that it's going to be within this time frame that the man will be out of office, and both died, one dramatically, the other not. I think, and I will tell you this, if I believe this, I would never make it public.
No.
Because with all the guns and the screwballs that are existing, someone's going to think I'm going to fulfill.
Right.
I'm going to fulfill history. Horrible.
Yeah, it's a dangerous thing to do. And it would have to be.
So I predict.
Okay.
Two things. I predict he is wrong in his prediction, and I also say he's wrong in making such a prediction. I would never do it because I would consider it asinine, stupid, imbecilic, cold-blooded, ignorant. And you just don't play games like that with the public.
Yeah, we agree with that. And it would have to happen in the, you know, inside of the next month before April 1st. So, you know.
And then, you know, by the way,
that's crazy.
By the way, give him credit. Give him credit. He made a prediction before this. He did predict the last presidential election that Hillary Clinton would win by a landslide.
So that track record's not too good. So
this is good to talk to you guys. I know you got other guests.
No.
We'd like to talk another
minute or two. The name of the book is In Real Time, and what I wanted
to
mention.
2 years to write. 2 years to write that book.
Yeah, you're a mentalist who is not a magician, who has always said
the
you're
M-word.
Not a psychic. But at the same time, you're making some psychic predictions. So maybe in a minute,
let me tell you about how.
Just tell us how this works.
I think I'm glad you asked me because it's. I got to tell you, JW, that's an astute question, and if people are. NBC is doing a documentary on the Carson show, and they're going to have me a part of it. I think this is one of the things they want to discuss with me because Carson certainly was not in having fortune tellers on or what have you.
But he was a magician.
The airline industry announced. The airline industry announced as of last year, I've flown over 3 million miles. I spend last 2 years ago, Spain, Italy, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, Wales, Netherlands, Canada, United States. I'm constantly tuning in on the thoughts of my audience. I'm tuning in, and a lot of times the thoughts that they have are thoughts I would not make public. It is because of this I jog a half an hour every night. That I listen to my inner mind, what comes to me, and it's not because I've looked into a crystal ball, because something in me, with all the experiences I've had with people, are telling me that this is maybe the direction we're going. This may be the pattern that's going. So this is not something written in crystal. I don't look into a crystal ball because I get headaches when I look at a crystal ball. It's my intuition. And by the way, everyone listening to me, folks, you can do yourself a favor. Because people are not doing this anymore because of these boxes they have on their desk, these electronic devices that they'll look at when they're by themselves. Find some time every day in your life where you can shut the world off for 10 minutes and listen to your inner self. I read vociferously. I read 4 books a night. I just built an addition to my library because I have over 8,000 books. I review books endlessly. But at the same time, I've read over 1,000 biographies. The great successes in people's lives are those who were able to stop the world, get to themselves, and figure out how they're going to handle problems.
We need to
listen to our inner selves. A lot of answers are there.
The amazing Kreskin, who's written... I think it's your 20th book, In
20th
Real Time,
book, yeah.
which are some prophecies, including that there will be a late summer 2000. No, that's the hurricane in New York City. Anyway,
yeah.
Get the book. lots of predictions.
Chapter 10 is positive.
Kreskin,
we'll
thanks.
Talk again.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah, we'd love to.
I'm going to tell you something, Jude and JW. Remember, next time I'm in your area, I'll come on the show live. But, Jude, I dare not read JW's thoughts live on the air. Oh, my God.
What about mine? Yeah, you can read them anytime.
Yeah. Kreskin, joining us. Okay, take care.
You too. Thank you.
And that's the amazing Kreskin, who's written this book in real time. Lots of prophecies. Many of the prophecies, kind of negative, Jude.
But chapter 10 is especially positive. So yeah, I'm enjoying that.
So this is the Morning Mix on KPCW, 9:48 in the morning, 20 degrees outside the studios. When we return after these messages, Gail Burrell, CEO of the National Ability Center, to talk about the Red, White, and Snow weekend. Be right back.
This is Dr. Phil Davidson of Davidson Orthopedics, proud KPCW sponsor of Cool Science Radio. Have you been told you need a total knee or shoulder joint replacement? Information about alternatives is available on our website at davidsonorthopedics.com.
Brahms has many important works to his name, but perhaps none is more spirited than the exuberant Symphony No. 4. Experience this powerful performance by the Utah Symphony, February 24th and 25th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets, visit utahsymphony.org. Utah Symphony Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Your kids need clear communication, especially when it comes to alcohol. As parents, be specific. Absolutely no underage drinking. Not one drop of alcohol under any circumstances. Learn more at parentsempowered.org.
Valley Behavioral Health is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
G'day, Ian from Campos Coffee. We're new to Park City and a supporter of KPCW. At Campos, we source our beans direct from the farmers and invest in social projects in all our farming communities. Our coffee blends are roasted in small batches and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. This is Jude Robinson with J-Dub. We are here presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. And we are joined in studio with Gail Burrell. She's here to talk to us about the Red, White, and Snow event. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the National Ability Center. Welcome, Gail.
Welcome. I was saying, what a guest to follow. I am like checking in with my intuition right now.
What about my intuition? Are you checking in with mine?
I'll check in with yours. It's all great. It's all great.
Read some minds here.
You know, he is actually a very interesting guy in that he doesn't use any props, and he has $1 million up on the table for anybody that would ever prove that he had a plant in the audience or something like that. The guy can actually read minds.
I think he would be a perfect guest for Red, White, and Snow in a future event.
Oh,
so we'll
would.
Just put that out there.
For 2018.
Yeah, let's
I
do it.
I think he wants to be here for 2018. I was feeling
live
that.
In studio, and then we will,
Now, Gail, for those people that aren't familiar with Red, White, and Snow, because it's a tremendous weekend, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving pieces to it. Can you just give us a little thumbnail sketch of what it's all about?
Yeah, it's 3 days. There's 4 different events, and one of those events on our Friday night event is a vintner dinner, which happens in 30 different homes. So talk about moving parts. There are a lot of them, but... you know, I think the most important thing for me and for our team is we have all that time to feature our mission and really talk to people about what we do in a very connected way. So every event we're able to talk about our mission. Of course, those who are attending are enjoying amazingly wonderful food and fine wines.
Oh, my
and
gosh,
that,
I've done
that
it.
That helps, you know, get them in the right place to hear more about what we're doing. But it just really lines up throughout the weekend. For sure, our vintners really, they come back. They're from mostly Napa and Sonoma, but other places in the country as well. And they come back because they care about what we do as well, and they're personally connected. So the first night, we have our kickoff uncorked. There are tickets still available. So that is a fun, just a great party. Heavy appetizers, 30 different vintners, and amazing wines. And so come out for that. You can still buy tickets at redwhiteandsnow.org. The next day, we have our...
Oh, if I could just interrupt for a second. There's a lot of people that say heavy appetizers, but I've attended Uncorked. And I'm going to tell you something. I mean, there's like slabs of beef and this, and it really is. It is a lot of food to choose from. And then in the room with the vintners, there's a lot going on. And they're very patient to be able to tell you about their product
they
and about
love their product.
What it's all about in growing the grapes and in harvesting and some of the nuances to the type of soil that they have at their particular vineyard. It's actually a very educational evening.
Yes, thank you. So I'm gonna give props out to Zane and Stein Erickson Lodge for that amazing food, because they make that happen every year. And yeah, we really make a point to invite either a principal owner or the winemaker themselves to these events. So it's really those folks that care so much about their product.
They have love in their wine and their processing and the way that they harvest the rain as it comes in. It's truly such a good time. It is a feast. You get so much more than what you pay for in so many great ways. It's a good ripple effect.
So part of my heritage, my family is a family farmhouse in Vermont, and that's where I connected with a lot of those vintners. They're farmers at heart, and
they
to
are.
Hear that art of how they create that great wine and through those grapes, it is amazing. So,
what town in Vermont?
Norwich, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm also from Philadelphia, but we've had the family farmhouse since 1821, if you can believe that.
That's great.
So I miss, shout out to Norwich and to my parents, because I do miss them quite a bit, but Park City is another great place to be. So then the next day, we ask folks to get their retro on. It is a retro party at the St. Regis, who chef there is incredible as well with the food, and we have about 16 to 20 vintners that participate in that afternoon event at lunch. It starts at 12:30. That event sold out a while ago. It is just, but look for the pictures, because you will see some crazy ones and some friends I'm sure you know in town.
One always sells out first, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is just a beautiful afternoon. And I don't know how it happens, but I'm betting, my intuition says there'll be sun. Friday afternoon.
There is always. It's bizarre.
It is amazing.
It's the sunniest day.
So you can make some turns in the morning and then take your skis off, say 11:30 or 12, and then walk on in and have some
right
fun.
Right into the St. Regis.
Absolutely. Yep.
And actually, for those that will be on the slopes that day, whether you are coming to the event or not, we are going to have, just kind of outside the St. Regis on the snow, some of our adaptive equipment. So again, another opportunity for us to feature our mission. If you've always wondered what it was like to be in a monoski, come check it out. We're going to get you in a monoski and let you play around. We're not going to send you down the hill, because it's too hard. I've tried it. It's a hard, hard sport, but we'll let you see what it feels like for a little bit.
And as we're talking about these different events, the one we're talking about right now is sold out. But if people wanted to buy some tickets for these other events, they would go to the nationalabilitycenter.org.
They can go to discovernac.org or directly to redwhiteandsnow.org.
Right. There you go.
Either one.
Okay.
So then that night, again, I said like 30 different 29 dinners around this community, also down in Salt Lake. These are mostly in private homes, but also in different restaurants here. Amazing chefs that come into these private homes or feature vintner at their restaurant. The dinners are usually between sort of 16 and 25 people. And we do have a couple in Salt Lake and a couple up here that you can still attend. Another great fundraiser for us, in the way that it really creates an intimate community. You get to meet new people. So if you're new in town, I think these vintner dinners are a great way to connect with some folks.
Have you done that, J-Dub?
I have. And it was over at the Montage at the private residences. And we had the chef of the Montage, the general manager of the Montage, joined us, and the vintner, I forget the name of the vintner at that particular evening, but it was really a nice night. And of course, private residence. I didn't know this, but it was either a 3 or 4 bedroom residence. I didn't know that they had properties that large at the Montage, but they do.
Huh. Well, I went to a very small home that's just right up the street when I attended, and the chef was from Surf.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, and he had hunted for what he served that morning.
It was awesome.
It was wild. It was amazing.
Okay. So Tickets are still available for that.
Yep.
And again, they can go to Wed White. It sound like Elmer Def, Fudd.
Yeah.
Wed White and Snow. but yes. redwhiteandsnow.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And I would just remind folks, too, that, again, 30 different dinners takes a village. And so we are so thankful. We have volunteers out there that are serving and supporting those chefs to help make sure that we aren't taking too much of their team from their restaurants that day. So come out for that. And then the next day, it's a marathon. I tell everyone, you got to plan it out. You got to stage it.
Pace yourself.
Whew. Yeah. Lots of wine. Is the big gala auction. And speaking of the montage, they host it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, our honorary vintner this year is Jandro Vineyards, and our honorary chef is Sean Armstrong with the Montage Deer Valley. So,
of course,
we're thankful to honor them, and we also have Peggy Bergman, who's been a former NAC board member and longtime supporter of Red, White, and Snow. She's being honored for her support at that event. But that one is great. So here's the thing. If you couldn't get tickets to that, it is sold out. You can still check out the awesome deals in the silent auction. You can register online for that and bid into the silent auction that way. Even if you're not there, enjoy a bottle of wine at home. Bid up. If you are going to be there, it will be a great event, and we thank you for your support. Like I said, that one is sold out. The other thing in our last 30 seconds, I want to make sure folks know is that I know you guys talk about getting out and what to do on the weekends. Well, the NAC does stuff every weekend.
That's right.
Whether you want to volunteer and get out there, or you have a family member that's visiting that might have a different ability, we work with the elder population as well, whose body, maybe grandpa and grandma aren't getting out the way. They can come skiing, Nordic skiing, climbing, fat biking, all that stuff. DiscoverNAC.org. We'd love to see you out.
Gail, don't move. We'll be right back after these messages for some final words.
Hi, I'm Davey Ratchard from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain hosts winter events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all Park City Mountain events can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City. We're joined by Gail Burrell. Gail, you got 8 seconds. A couple of final comments?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to our sponsors as well. We can't do it without them. Yex, Vail, Epic Promise, Delta, Adobe.